This story originally appeared on Timmins Today on December 2nd. It's being shared again today for those who may have missed it, as the fundraiser is today. Timmins, what started as conversation over lunch 2 decades ago has turned into an annual tradition helping families at the holidays. To date, every year has been better the one before. On Friday, December 6th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Val's Ton in a Tundra is setting up at 7 locations across the city: Metro, Pick of the Crop, Johnson's Your Independent Grocer, No Frills, Easy Financial, Food Basics Timmins, and Food Basics Porcupine Mall. Volunteers are collecting cash donations and non-perishable food items for the Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins Christmas Food Box Program. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the fundraiser that's brought in over $200,000 in cash and filled hundreds of Toyota Tundras with food over the years. It all started when Val Venery, who was the sales manager at James Toyota at the time, had lunch with former Rogers Radio, KISS 99.3 and Q92, sales representative Michelle Berthier to brainstorm how to give back to the community. We said, well, why don't we use a Tundra and see how many we can fill up? And the first year was, we got, maybe 6 bags of groceries, he said, explaining that for the launch people had to bring donations to the dealership. Rather than give up on it, we thought, what if we go to where they are instead of making them come here, and it just built from there. The second year was held at Tim Hortons' location, with volunteers collecting spare change from people going through the drive-thru. Because Tim Hortons does its own fundraisers, Venery said corporate stepped in to say they couldn't partner on the project. From there, they went to the grocery stores, and the event keeps evolving every year. While the partnership between James Toyota and KISS 99.3, Q92 has stayed consistent, there has been changes in how the donations are handed out. At first, Ton in a Tundra worked with St. Anthony's Parish, who would distribute the donations to families. As the fundraiser grew, they outgrew the basement of the church and they needed more volunteers. Today, the donations are for the Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins, ACT, Christmas Food Box Program. This year, 600 boxes are going out to help families. While it's the same number as last year, ACT Executive Director Kelsey McDonald said it's double what they've seen in the past. They have a good facility. We can drop off all the groceries there. As we're dropping them off, they have people that are sorting them. It's become a well-oiled machine, said Venery. For Venery, keeping the overhead cost of the fundraiser low was important. All of the costs are covered by either the radio station, James Toyota, and the grocery stores. Anything we get, every single donation and every piece of non-perishable food is directly going to help somebody, he said. When Venery retired from James Toyota several years ago, his name was added to the fundraiser. He didn't have to stay to continue helping out, but has been involved every year. I didn't think I was going to, but they wanted me to. They saw the need and how important it had become, and they wanted me to continue on it, he said. Ton in a Tundra has gone off without a hitch since it started, even during the pandemic when volunteers donned face masks and social distanced. The people of the city are so generous when it comes to that. Now you even get stopped in the summer or the fall, say, hey, when's Ton in a Tundra? It becomes recognizable. People are waiting for it, he said. With every year raising more than the last, Venery is conscious that the record has to stop at some point. On Friday, the organizers and volunteers will be out doing their best, with the goal of helping as many people as possible. To kickstart the fundraising, there's an online silent auction. It includes movie passes, Metallica tickets, tickets for the Maple Leafs versus Canadians, Hollinger golf course passes, and more. Look at the items and bid here.